Welcome back, everyone. I'm Simon Severino, your personal business coach, and I'm here to walk you through financial freedom by building revenue systems and investing systems that work while you sleep. They work for you while you enjoy your sprint life. What is a sprint life? A life where you get to do whatever you want to do every day. Like Warren Buffett did. He loved to read books the whole day, take slow decisions, drink Coca-Cola, which I do not recommend, but it was his sprint life and he had a great life. His buddy Charlie Munger just died, and every day Charlie had exactly the sprint life. Every day Charlie did what he wants to do. He went through really, really hard years, and still he managed to be cheerful, to be positive, and to enjoy the journey. So what is your sprint life? What would you do if money was no object? If you wake up tomorrow and you're a billionaire, what are you going to do? Write it down. Because this is why we do this. So that you can do that in the next months and years. So let's get to work. Today, power move number 3. We want to shift you from being a price taker to being a price maker. That's why we study the best businesses on the planet and bring you their tactics, their strategies. Today, power move number 3, the vital value. The question is, what can I do to create a perceived value that is so strong that it's a no-brainer for them to say yes? For example, Tesla managed against Mercedes to have a cost of acquisition per car that was so low. It was a per client. It was so low, it was at $1.6 a client. How did they do that? They managed to do this because the conversation was around the environment. So that's the perceived value. I buy a Tesla, I get a better environment and status because I'm part of making the environment better. And they were not talking about electric vehicles because it's hard to create vital value with an electric vehicle. It's just moving somebody around and having fun while moving around. But that's not vital. Having fun and moving around is not vital. What is vital? Vital is improving the planet, reducing a pain, improving something that's vital to you and to your surroundings. Those are the vitals, right? So people wanted that perceived vital value because having a planet that's healthy is perceived as a high value. And so they committed to putting down the deposit because they wanted to be part of that movement that accelerates the transition towards something that they see as positive. So now to your business, what can you do to create max perceived value in the eyes of your customers? Let's have another example is Salesforce, CRM. Now you might say, well, a CRM is just a list of people. Yeah, that's true. It's a software that collects your relationships, your correspondence, and reminds you who you have to call next. So that's customer relationship management. But they were thinking about vital value. What's the vital value behind that? Because CRM is boring. What is a vital value that can be enabled via a CRM? And so they created this movement inside their client group, the Trailblazers. Now you are not just a user, you are a trailblazer. Do you want to be a trailblazer? Oh yeah. So you raise their status, you create a vital value. Now you're not just a user, you're somebody who is at the forefront of things, that's improving things, moving stuff forward. You are a leader in a movement, you are a trailblazer. So that's momentum marketing. This is when you create gamified levels inside your world. And vital value for your people can mean many things. So think of the people you are here to serve. What are they concerned with? What do they need? What do they ask you for? And what is a vital value for them? Some people want to reduce costs, reduce headache, reduce wasting time. Some people want to increase revenue, increase profits, increase visibility, increase impact, enrich relationships, deepen some experiences. So think about your people, the people that you are here to serve, and write down a couple vital values. What is vital to them right now? What do you hear them asking you, your team? What are they talking about with others in forums, on events? What are they talking about? What's on their hearts and minds? Those are the vital values. And power move number three is that you refine your offer around those values, because when you hit those values, the rest of the conversation flows very easily, because you're talking about the things that are vital to them. Hope you catch also power move number four, which is coming in a couple days. Make sure to be subscribed here to the channel and to hit the bell notification so that you catch power move number four. And if you have any questions, you can catch me on X @SimonSeverino. Keep rolling.